Your Autolite dealer presents your favorite friends from Gasoline Alley.
Hold it, Wilmer. Hold it till I get this phone.
Okay, Skeezix.
Wallet and Bobble Garage, Skeezix Wallet speaking. What's that? Oh, yes, sir, we can fix it. We can fix anything on four wheels. Sure, we'll be waiting for you right here in Gasoline Alley.
Yes, it's Gasoline Alley, the comic strip that's a favorite in more than 100 great newspapers from coast to coast. In this episode, The Adventure of the Sweet-Scented Sergeant, Skeezix learns that in some rare instances, the difference between a blonde and a brunette is the corner drugstore. But right now, a word from the friendly Autolite dealer in your own hometown. And now, Gasoline Alley. It seems that the town's social leader, the wealthy Mrs. Van Hassel, held out her hand for a left-hand turn and then made a neat and skillful right-hand turn. Result, Skeezix and his partner, Wilmer Bobble, are now using a rubber hammer to smooth out a crumpled fender. Actually, however, the whole town is talking about Mrs. Van Hassel for another reason, like so.
And so Jessica says Mrs. Lindsay told her that she heard Mr. Van Hassel.
Steady, Wilmer.
I got it. Hit it. She says Mr. Van Hassel has stopped speaking to Mrs. Van Hassel.
There, that ought to do it.
And Jessica says Nina heard from the grocery boy that the Van Hassels are going to get a divorce.
Well, you know why the Van Hassels don't get along, don't you, Wilmer?
Well, I know Mr. Van Hassel's as plain as an old shoe, even with all his money.
That's right. Mrs. Van Hassel's the president of every woman's club in town.
Sure, she's head of everything but the Elks.
Hey, what are you sniffing at?
Do you notice a funny smell in here?
Yeah. I was just wondering if you've started using perfume, Wilmer.
Now, wait a minute. It's perfume, all right.
Well, I guess maybe Mrs. Van Hassel left a bottle in her car. She uses a lot of fancy stuff.
Hey, fellas, get a load of this. See how you like it.
Hey, Sarge, what is that stuff?
Don't squirt that stuff on me, Sarge. I go home smelling like this, and Jessica will give me a black eye.
Sarge, what is that stuff?
It's perfume, I think.
What do you mean, you think? You got this garage smelling like a beauty saloon.
A salon, Wilmer. Sarge, where'd you get it?
I made it. Just finished a whole batch of it.
Now listen, Sarge.
Sure. For the last couple of years, I've been taking a correspondence chemistry course on my GI Bill of Rights.
And this is the first thing you've made?
Well, before this, I made some paint remover.
And did it remove paint?
Removed everything. Blew up before I finished it.
Hey, Skeezix, get a load of this. This stuff is dynamite.
No, I didn't put any of that in. I put
Wait a minute!
Wilmer, when you sound like that, you've got a big deal coming on, and that always
Skeezix,
means...
Skeezix, please, Sarge, does it cost much to make this stuff?
Well, no, practically nothing at all,
Skeezix,
but...
this is it! We're rich!
I was afraid we would be.
Look, we'll make this stuff by the barrel, bottle it up, and put a fancy name on it.
Yeah, but Wilmer, it hasn't been tested
what
yet.
What do you mean, tested? You've got a nose, haven't you? One whiff of this stuff, and you're ready for romance.
It hasn't been tested by a laboratory.
How can a laboratory get romantic? Now, what we need is a fancy name for it. Something like, let me see, I've got it. Tour more la tour.
La sewer.
Go ahead, laugh, watch. I'll make you rich, Sarge, rich. I'll make myself rich. I'll make Skeezix rich.
No. Come down to earth, Wilmer. You've got to be sensible. You don't even know whether women would like this perfume.
Oh, Skeezix, is my car ready?
Mrs. Van Hassel, boy, this is perfect.
Yes, Mrs. Van Hassel, it's back here.
Ah, yes. Well, I'll just drive it along. Oh, I'm in an awful rush. I'm late for the garden club tea, and then I've got a committee meeting.
My, Mrs. Van Hassel, I've never seen you look so wonderful.
Well, Wilmer, thank you.
Yes, sir. If all the ladies in town looked like you, I don't know how us men could stand it.
Dear me, Wilmer. Yes.
Yes, sir. Jessica said to me just the other night, Mrs. Van Hassel sets the style in this town.
Well, I do try to keep a la mode, as it were.
And you sure know how to keep it. On you, it's a knockout. And so, of course, that's the reason I wanted you to be the first to try out our new perfume.
Perfume, Wilmer? Well,
Now, look, Wilmer.
As I said to Sarge, he's our chemist. He invented a perfume. I said, if Mrs. Van Hassel uses our perfume, all the other ladies in town will have to use it.
Well, I do have a certain influence in town. Yes.
I'll say you do. Hand me that perfume atomizer, Sarge. Here, Mrs. Van Hassel, just sniff this. Here.
It's rather unusual. Yes.
Romantic, ain't it? I mean, here, let me just squirt a little on you and
then... No, Wilma. That isn't the chic way to use perfume.
It isn't?
Oh, no, indeed. You see, in Paris, they put a touch of perfume on the fingertips, then run the fingertips through the hair. Here, I'll show you.
Oh, sure. Here's the atomizer. Here you are.
There. A bit on the fingertips. Now, gently through the hair. That's the chic way.
Oh.
Skeezix, what are you staring at?
Black hair with white streaks.
White streaks? What are you talking about?
Mrs. Van Hassel, you haven't got any zebra blood in you, have you?
Wilmer, everywhere her fingertips touched her black hair.
A white streak just like a zebra.
What are you... Oh, here, let me look in this rearview mirror and... Ah! I'm ruined! I'm ruined for life.
Now, look, Mrs. Van Hassel, let me tell you how
it... You will tell me nothing, Wilma Bobble. From now on, you will talk only to my lawyer.
To Gasoline Alley and the Adventure of the Sweet-Scented Sergeant. For the past week, Mrs. Van Hassel has stayed strictly inside her house, hiding the shame of her black hair streaked with white. But now the trouble has taken a new turn, for as Skeezix is saying...
This really does it, Wilmer. Now we're really ruined.
But Skeezix, the Van Hassels were talking about a divorce before Sarge's perfume streaked her hair.
Just the same, now the whole town's talking about it. People are saying Mr. Van Hassel's divorcing her because she dyed her hair in such an odd way.
Well, we know it isn't true.
I know it, and you know it. But will the jury know it?
Jury? Well, we'll tell the jury.
Sure. And Mrs. Van Hassel will say we not only disfigured her, we also caused her to lose her husband. Oh, wait, here comes Sarge.
He can't help us now.
Maybe he can.
How? Mix us up something that'll put us out of our misery?
I sent him to the laboratory to get that perfume tested. If they say it isn't harmful...
Sure, that might help us in court. You know, I might...
Hiya, fellas.
What'd they say about the perfume, Sarge?
Yes, Sarge, tell us.
They said, as perfume, it's absolutely no good.
Oh, I was afraid of that.
But they said if I added 5% of lye to it, it'd be peachy for opening up stuffed drains.
You better save enough for me to take as a farewell cocktail.
Oh, now, Wilmer, settle down.
Hey, I know... I think I'll go home and mix some of that new stuff up and try it. We got a stuffed drain at my house. It might work.
Well, that does it, Skeezix. Our last chance. And all my fault, too.
Well, there's only one thing to do now.
I know. We'll have to turn over every cent we have to Mrs. Van Hassel.
No, we've got to...
Wait, Skeezix, here's a custom... Uh-oh.
Mr. Van Hassel.
Oh. How are you, boys? Beautiful day. Has my wife been waiting long?
Mr. Van Hassel, do you mean, Mrs. Van Hassel?
Yes, she said she'd meet me here. Isn't she here?
Well, we heard she hasn't been out of the house for a week.
She hasn't, until today. Went out on some kind of mysterious errand and said she'd meet me here. I'm taking her away, you know.
Look, it's all my fault, Mr. Van Hassel. I'll give you every cent I've got, but please don't blame Skeezix.
Blame Skeezix? If Skeezix is responsible, I'm here to thank him. Yes, sir.
Thank me because Mrs. Van Hassel is forced to leave town by ridicule, Mr. Van Hassel?
What?
Thank me for your divorce? I mean...
We figured she'd blame it all on that streak of white in her hair. We didn't mean to do it.
But it's the finest thing that ever happened to both of us.
Huh?
You see, she's been going to so many clubs and committees these last few years. Well, my own wife was a complete stranger to me.
But the disgrace, her hair, having to stay home.
But that's what did it. She stayed home for a week and we fell in love again. We're going on a second honeymoon.
Oh, John. Oh, John, dear. Oh, there you are. I'm sorry. I'm so late, dear. I was at the beauty shop.
Now, that's all right. Priscilla?
Doesn't my hair look nice?
Of course, dear. Very nice.
And how do you boys think it looks?
Oh, fine, Mrs. Van Hassel. Oh,
gosh, Mr. Van Hassel, I thought you didn't like that white streak in your hair.
Like it, I'll have you know, Wilma Bobble, that the white streak in my hair started a fad in town.
A fad, Mrs. Van Hassel?
Why, when I left the beauty shop, half the women in town were having their hair dyed with a white streak.
Oh. Yeah. Some silly women will do anything to be in style, won't they? I'm sure glad Jessica's a sensible girl.
I think you'd better prepare yourself for a shock, Wilma.
Huh?
When I left the beauty shop, the ringleader of the white hair streak brigade was Jessica, your wife.
Your Gasoline Alley friends will be back in just a moment. First, a word from your own Autolite dealer. Now a word about the next adventure of Gasoline Alley. Here's Skeezix.
Wilmer, Chiggers is a crook, and he's trying to trick you in this grease pit deal.
Let him try it. Nobody slips anything past your Uncle Wilmer Bobble. No, sir. I've got both feet on the ground.
Well, you won't have for long, Wilmer, because Sarge just gave you a hot foot.